Country Club FM.
Monday, Bob Almanac. Question for you. I'm just noticing this. I thought American Pressure was only the sponsor last week. I see them on the log today, Neil. Can you update me on that?
There may be a make good or something involved.
Oh, make good.
Something, yeah. So
did it have anything to involve? Did it have anything to do with you?
More than likely.
Didn't you say with one of the days I was gone, you didn't get rolling until like 8:45 in your almanac prep?
Yeah.
How much audio were you able to work out of that?
Four.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You basically had the commercial break to come up with four.
Correct.
And you had to be scrambling. Were they cued to exactly where you wanted them to?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't, and you didn't accidentally let a cuss word slip through, a colorful expletive, a colorful metaphor?
Nope.
Okay, that's good, because that's the fear when you're kind of in a hurry.
That is the fear.
When you're kind of in a hurry and you don't kind of pre-listen to those, you could make that mistake.
Well,
okay,
believe me,
well, very good.
Well,
it's on,
can't cross my mind.
It's on the log, so I'm going to say American Pressure, your Bob Almanac sponsor today. They're located in Robbinsdale. Huge inventory of pressure washer parts and accessories. American Pressure ships the same day, and their service techs come right to you to get your machine fixed and working like they should. American Pressure in Robbinsdale. Go to AmericanPressure.com. Spray it, don't say it. Yeah, I was putting in a new shower in one of our secondary bathrooms, and I actually considered contacting American Pressure to see if they could up the pressure a little bit.
I'm not sure that's how they work.
Instead,
but
what?
They could
hook something up to a shower.
Well, they
pretty
could.
Sure of it. I mean, how's that different than a wash bay that they do? It really isn't. A shower is a wash bay for
it
a
really
human.
It really is. Yeah, you're
that's
right.
What it is. So here we go. Today, Monday, January 19th. It is 2026. It's the 19th day of the year. And on television this date, we got a lot of TV this date in history. This was 53.
Mr. Ricardo.
This is Mr. Ricardo, yes.
There. Bring your little boy to the window.
Boy. You hear that? I had it fall out of the sky.
Little Ricky was born. Old Ricky was having a good old time because, you know, Lucy and Desi Arnaz were actually, they were actually pregnant at the time.
Yes.
And in fact, they timed it. I don't know if it was exactly the same timing because on our birthday list a little bit later is the actual boy that Lucille Ball gave birth to, Desi Arnaz Jr. It's his actual birthday today, and this was the day in 53 that the TV episode of Lucy giving birth was aired. 68% of all TVs in the U.S. were tuned in for the birth of little Ricky.
That is a massive number.
It's amazing,
that's
isn't
really
it?
Cool. Yeah.
I don't think, what does the Super Bowl get as far as percentages?
Oh.
It's pretty high.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, is it that high though? Maybe.
1966.
Penguin, are you sure you haven't gone stir crazy?
Why, you bird brain.
How dare you mock me on the eve of my greatest triumph?
Do you really mean that Batman is going to plan our caper?
Yes, my fine feathered Sphinx.
There's this little plot that I hatched in prison. You wait and see. The Batman and the Penguin are going to be partners in plunder.
Burgess Meredith appeared for the first time as the Penguin on Batman. And he was, I mean, just think of who they got. They got Frank Gorshin, the three main, well, even Catwoman, but they went with three different Catwomen during the show. But Burgess Meredith, Cesar Romero, and Frank Gorshin for the three main male villains. Just amazing how they were able to rope those guys in.
And they all were so
they
good.
They were. Yeah, so this date in 66, Penguin made its debut as Burgess Meredith. You gotta go, Rock. No, that's a different one. Sorry. This date in 81.
I'll try almost anything. So when Mattel Electronics asked me to compare their Intellivision games with Atari, I gave it a try. I compared Atari baseball within television and found in television played much more like real baseball.
ABC star George Plimpton was Mr. In Television. In this date, Mattel introduced In Television, Mattel's answer to Atari. And in fact, we bought an Intellivision before we got an Atari 2600. So I loved the sports games.
I did too.
And Intellivision sports games were so much better than Atari.
It wasn't
even close. But then we had Intellivision for a while, and we loved the sports games. And we go, but they don't have Pac-Man. They don't have Asteroids. Yeah. They don't have Jungle Hunt. They don't have some of the arcade-type games. So guess what? We went out and got a 2600 as well. So we had both of them at one time. It's not like we lived that privileged of a life, but somehow, maybe, I think we sold a cow, maybe a heifer, a steer. We sold a steer so he could go get a 2600.
Yeah. But I had friends that had.
What about Pong? So, you never had Pong?
No.
No, we never had Pong either. Pong was just too boring. And then 1990 on this date on TV.
Well, then we don't have to see my answer, do we there, Alex? Listen, we see you at the Tournament of Champions.
We're running out of time, and we are going to have to take a look at your response. You wrote down, who are three people who have never been in my kitchen? No, I'm sorry, that too is wrong. The correct response is, what were the real names of Cary Grant, Tony Curtis, and Joan Crawford?
Be that as it may, Alex, those people have never been in my kitchen.
Well, I'm sure they haven't, but obviously that's not what we were going for when we wrote up that clue.
Obvious to who?
Look, it's all right. You don't have to worry. Unless you risk more than $21,600, you will be the new Jeopardy champion. So let's...
And, of course, he did. One of the great episodes in the history of Cheers. Yeah, he was feeling good about himself.
And yes, he was.
As much as he could. But, again, name three people that have never been in my kitchen. The writing was fantastic, and that was this date. 1990, Cliff was on Jeopardy, and then 2013, Neil, Lance Armstrong is...
a cheater.
Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yes or no? Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Did you ever eat Cheerios to help enhance your cycling performance? Yes. They were all yes. Mm-hmm. And leave it to Oprah to get down to the truth, right?
You're right.
She was able to get the truth out of Lance Armstrong. Yeah. He admitted all seven of his Tour de France victories were tainted. He had doped in all of them. That was a state 2000.
Sad day.
It was.
He was a hero to so many, and
well, he'd come back from testicular cancer.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
2013.
It was a shame.
Birthdays now.
Yes, what is it you're looking for, sir?
Lovebird.
Lovebird, sir?
Yes, I understand there are different varieties. Is that true?
Well, yes, there are.
Well, these are for my sister for her birthday, you see, and as she's only going to be 11, I wouldn't want a pair of birds that were too demonstrative.
I understand completely.
Tippi Hedren is about to meet a few birds that are more demonstrative. And they like to peck her hair out. Yeah, that's Tippi Hedren from Birds. She's 96 today.
Wow.
From the birds.
Glad to see she survived that attack.
She and Suzanne Plachette are in that movie.
Yes.
And it's strange to watch that movie. Suzanne Plachette's voice went down several octaves by the time she was on the Bob Newhart show. Hi, Bob.
I think she may have smoked a lot.
Yes, and that's a shame. Yeah. So Tippi Hedren today is 96. Shelley Fabre. Oh,
this is crazy. I can't believe in this day and age you're feeling insecure because I make more money than you.
Well, it's not just me. Any man would in any day and any age, honey.
This is ridiculous.
This is not ridiculous. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, no. This is basic, biological male-female stuff. This goes back to the beginning of people. This is all about the male primitive instinct to go out and kill something and drag it back to the hut so he can feed your family. You sure as hell don't want to come home to your hut and find out that your wife has dragged in something bigger.
Oh, my God, Hayden. We don't live in the Stone Age anymore.
Maybe you don't, but I do.
Yeah, she was Christine Armstrong on Coach. Coach Hayden Fox's girlfriend. I think they eventually got married.
I think so.
And remember, she had a big hit, Johnny Angel. What was that, early 60s?
Oh, that's
Johnny
right.
Johnny Angel.
Yes.
Happy
Very
birthday
talented.
To
she was fun.
Shelley Fabre. Give her birthday number 84.
We lie about each other's strengths.
I skipped ahead here. Let's do Martha Davis, lead singer of the Motels. 76 today. A couple of big, big 80s hits, including this one. Martha Davis of the Hotels. Happy birthday today. Let's go back to Dolly Parton. 80 today. We're playing a lot of Dolly Parton, so we know what she sounds like, but such a talent, the songwriting, the whole thing, growing up with a coat of many colors and her Tennessee mountain home up there in Pigeon Forge. Mm-hmm. Quite the story to tell. And somewhere, someplace, somebody did kind of a biopic on her called Coat of Many Colors. That's out there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I recall.
She is quite a lady. And we wish her the very best here on birthday number 80.
Dolly is 80.
Hey, y'all. I'm Paula Deen. Butter, 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 but tickle butter, butter, and butter.
Parquet. So, Paula Deen, who never used margarine. Used margarine, I doubt it. Paula Deen, she's the Southern celebrity chef. She's 79 today.
Yes,
no comment
is.
On her. Okay, let's move on. I mentioned this guy earlier.
I heard that you lost your diary.
How?
Well, one of your sisters gave it away to some charity.
No, I mean, how did you hear it? Well, I know. Alice, our housekeeper, told your mother's housekeeper. And that's why you're here.
No, I'll tell you why I'm here. I'm here to meet my number one fan.
Oh, I sure am.
Marsha Brady and Desi Arnaz Jr. So the connection there is Alice knew Lucille Ball's housekeeper. You know, those housekeepers keep it very close.
Yes.
Close. It's a very tight community.
Yes.
The housekeeper community. And Desi Arnaz Jr., born on the same day that the TV show I Love Lucy had the birth of. Now, I don't think they did the actual birth live on TV. That would have been something.
I don't think so.
No, they depicted a different birth. Desi Arnaz Jr., believe it or not, he's 73.
Look at them over there. Men are such idiots. And I married their king.
Yeah, Peggy Bundy. Good stuff there from Married with Children. She also did voices on Futurama. Eight Simple Rules. Remember, she was on that show with John Ritter. And then most recently, she was on the Roseanne reboot. It wasn't really a reboot. It was kind of a continuation called The Conners. She was on that. She was Dan's girlfriend. I think they got married on that show. 72 here today. Frank Caliendo, funny man, is on our list. And, I X'd it out. So I'm watching the NFL pregames yesterday, and I'm on the NFL Network, and they have Frank Caliendo on there.
Nice.
And he's doing all these impersonations, just spot on. And then he does his Nicolas Cage. And I had his Nicolas Cage queued up here, and I must have... I X'd it out, didn't I?
Is it like everything else he does?
Yeah, it's spot on.
Right on, yeah.
It's spot on. I X'd it out because it was a different website I went to have to get it from yesterday.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. Maybe we'll have a bonus track tomorrow.
That would be good. I'd love to hear it.
For the very talented Frank Caliendo, who today is 52.
You can invite whoever you want.
I'm free tonight. Invite me.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Don't have to answer that now. Make it over.
How rude.
She was the middle daughter. On Full House, Stephanie Tanner, played by Jodie Sweetin, 44, and rapper of the day, Lil Scrappy, 42. I don't know if he had puppy power like the real Scrappy.
Scrappy-Doo.
Yes, but this is Lil Scrappy.
Okay.
42 today.
Gone but not forgotten. He's got a Watt named after him. James Watt, the inventor, 1736. Big figure in your history book. Civil War Confederate General Robert E. Lee, born on this day, 1807. And Edgar Allan Poe, a poet of note, born on this day, 1809, so saith the raven. We talked about this before. I used to think this was just a saying, but there's a real person named Ish Kabibble. Ish, first name, last name, Kabibble, 1908. And Minnesota Fats, he was a billiard legend, not from Minnesota. It was weird, but he's born on this day, 1913. Let's get to some audio. She was the matriarch of the Bunker family, Edith Bunker, played by the great Jean Stapleton, 1923.
Oh, I'll never forget the first time I made pot roast for your father. Only he wasn't your father then. We was just keeping company. I invited him to my house for dinner, and I made him pot roast. And that was the first time he ever called me dingbat.
Of course, that was a term of endearment
right,
for Archie Bunker. Meathead, term of endearment.
Yeah, and Edith enjoyed it. The great Jean Stapleton, again, 1923. One of my favorite characters of all of the television shows I've watched over the years, and it has been more than Gunsmoke, was Coach on Cheers, played by the great Nicholas Colasanto, born on this day, 1924.
My missus, I'm on my way.
Cheers. Yeah, just a sec. Is there an Ernie Pantuso here?
That's you, Coach.
Speaking.
I'd never tire of it. No. And, of course, how many times have we been treated to Albania?
Wouldn't have Albania if not for Nicholas Colasanto.
Oh, so good. Coach, excuse me, born on this day, 1924. Country Music Hall of Famer. He and his brother did pretty good work together. Phil Everly, born on this day, 1939.
Did you ever date a girl named Kathy?
I must have.
So you could be Kathy's clown.
Probably still am. Phil Everly, born on this day, 1939. What about another rock and roll Hall of Famer, Janis Joplin? Here he comes.
Had to get the hook in there for you. Now
I like it.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
Written by
Kris Kristofferson, I do believe.
When he sang the blues, you know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Football coach Dan Reeves was born on this day in 1944, and singer Robert Palmer, he was addicted to love and many other things, 1949. I need you to soothe my head,
turn my blues. Love this song. This thing rocks.
Doctor, doctor.
I did see him at the Medina Entertainment Center, and it was awesome. Robert Palmer, we lost him too young. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon brought to you by Logan Companies, Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Ramsey. Hank Jr., a country boy, can survive. Steve Warner, Life's Highway. Or you can go with My Heart, Ronnie Millsap.
Mm-hmm. Let's do Hank Jr.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albert, KDBG, HD1.